Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, obesity and the heart. How does obesity correlate to the heart? Think of the job the heart does, pumping blood around the body through blood vessels working constantly. Adding weight to your body outside of a healthy weight range not only causes the heart to work overtime, but can clog, harden, or lead to blocked blood vessels over time. In Jamaica, the rate of obesity has been increasing by 1% each year. Obesity is one of the most common risk factors for many non-communicable diseases, including cardiovascular disease. Roughly 6,000 Jamaicans die from cardiovascular disease each year, making it the leading cause of death in the country. Cardiovascular disease refers to a group of disorders of the heart and blood vessels. Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marilyn Lawrence Wright, says nutrition is at the heart of cardiovascular disease.
We know that nutrition very much affects cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, and it's certainly the leading cause of death in Jamaica. Not only does it cause death, it causes a lot of morbidity, lots of hospitalizations, lots of lost work days, less quality of life. We at the Heart Foundation try to focus on prevention and promoting prevention of heart disease, in addition to trying to identify it early and treat it to hopefully save lives.
The World Health Organization, WHO, says most cases of cardiovascular disease can be prevented by addressing behavioral risk factors such as smoking, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and alcohol abuse. The WHO also says the body gives warning signs as to when these risk factors start to affect us, such as high blood pressure and sugar, high cholesterol, being overweight, and through obesity. These are described as intermediate risk factors and can indicate an increased risk of developing a heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and other complications. Some persons may have heart conditions and/or obesity that runs in the family, but eating right and exercising still has its benefits for maintaining and improving your health.
We do have a big issue in Jamaica in terms of the level of obesity we have. It's a very high prevalence, not just in adults, but our children are becoming more overweight. And it does have a lot to do with just the lifestyle we have. So the types of foods that we eat, our overall diet, and also our physical activity, because we would have heard before that we're very inactive. And also the quality of the foods that we're eating are not necessarily the best.
Clinical nutritionist at the Caribbean Institute for Health Research, Dr. Suzanne Suarez-Winter. Some of the forms of cardiovascular diseases include cerebrovascular disease, which affects the blood vessels supplying the brain, and peripheral arterial disease, which affects the blood vessels supplying the arms and legs. Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen, says over 30% of children in Jamaica are either overweight or obese, while over 50% of adults fall into one of these two categories.
It not only affects the families immediately, when at a premature age, the caregiver, the breadwinner in that family ends up in hospital and there's a strain on the home purse. It also affects the government and the Ministry of Health when they have to find more funds to provide for these persons in hospital. And it affects national development because in addition to the cost to the country in terms of health, it also affects the people being absent from their workplace when they're at their prime of their life.
Cardiovascular disease can be prevented by taking the necessary steps to form and maintain healthy habits, such as regular exercise and paying attention to what you eat and portion sizes. For more information, visit the Health Ministry's website at moh.gov.jm. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Healthline will resume our look on family planning in March, so stay tuned to this space for more. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. And on behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.